Good morning. This is Nick Geyer. I'd like to begin today's commentary on the death penalty with a passage from George Bernard Shaw. Murder and capital punishment are not opposites that cancel one another, but similars that breed their kind. The moment of truth has finally arrived for the death penalty in America. There is now proof that the state of Texas executed an innocent man in 2004. Cameron Willingham and Ernest Willis were both convicted of murder by arson, the first in 1987 and the second in 1992. Willingham died by lethal injection on February 17, 2004, but Willis was pardoned on October 6, 2004. A panel of five arson experts concluded that the Texas deputy fire marshal had grossly misinterpreted the facts of both cases. They concluded that the fires were tragic accidents, not arson. Governor Rick Perry was privy to these objections, but he ignored them and then put an innocent man to death. The Innocence Project has now verified that since the reinstitution of the death penalty, 176 people on America's death rows have been found innocent. The most dramatic instance of this was the discovery in 2003 that 13 people on the death row in Illinois were not guilty as charged. Then Governor George Ryan, a supporter of the death penalty, declared a moratorium on executions in Illinois. He did this because, as he said, our capital punishment system is haunted by the demon of error. Error in determining guilt and error in determining who among the guilty deserves to die. Why is it that Governor Perry of Texas has not instituted a similar ban on executions in his state? Our criminal justice system is bedeviled by another error, and that is the myth that the death penalty convinces others not to kill. Over the past 160 years, 200 studies have been done to discover if capital punishment is a deterrent. In 1846, Robert Rantoul did a comparative study of European countries and concluded that murders have rapidly diminished in those countries in which executions are scarcely known. Nearly all the studies since then have confirmed Rantoul's findings. Over the years, critics have said that these studies did not control for enough variables, but finely tuned statistical analyses have continued to demonstrate that, if anything, capital punishment actually leads to more killings. Some studies have proved the brutalization thesis, which means that capital punishment, as George Bernard Shaw said above, breeds more murder. State-sanctioned murder begets more violence and violent emotions. Not only did past public executions prove to be a field day for pickpockets, blithely undeterred by the fact that theirs was a capital crime, but it also fueled the fires of the most uncivil emotions. According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, far fewer police officers are murdered in states without the death penalty. From 1989 to 1998, 292 police were killed in the South, where 90% of all executions occurred in 2000, while only 80 were killed in the Northeast, where there are 1% of national executions. Some critics say that the long delays in executing capital prisoners undermine the deterrent effect. Executions were certain and quick in the 19th and early 20th centuries, but the early studies, confirmed by more recent ones, demonstrate that this cannot be the case. In 1980, William Bailey did a thorough study across death penalty states, focusing on the certainty, the severity, and the quickness of the punishment, and he found no evidence that speedy executions discourage murder. Ernest Willis received $430,000 from the state of Texas for the 17 years he spent in prison, and a federal jury ruled that Earl Washington, after 18 years behind bars, should have $2.25 million dollars from the investigator who made up the evidence that falsely convicted him. The other 174 who have been exonerated may not fare as well in a country that has been justly criticized by many Europeans who have long abolished capital punishment, who have made their prisons more humane, who have reduced their crime rates, and who are returning far fewer people to their prisons. Indeed, the abolition of the death penalty is a sign that a nation has achieved the status of a civilized country. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, suggesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net. That's N-I-C-K-G-I-E-R.